Testing 1, 2, 3. Hi all. This is 20 and 4 hours, and it's 29th of February, but this is not a verification post. This is a leap year questionnaire that was posted by Crybaby. And it's also my first ever. So this should be fun, I hope. Alright, so the first question is, what is your favorite ice cream flavor and what type of sex would you associate with it? I like Baskin-Robbins' peanut butter chocolate ice cream. And what type of sex? Is it terrible if I say butt sex? But not with like all the peanut butter crunchy bits, I hope. That's kinda gross. I guess I can never have another peanut butter chocolate ice cream now without actually thinking about butt sex. Crap. I didn't mean to say crap. Fuck. Okay, I'll just stop and move on to the next question. At what point would you eventually just stop and say, I've done my time on GW, it's been good, but it's time to go. Do you see this happening soon? No, because I've actually just posted one of my first audios not too long ago. And I think I would be posting more if time allows. I've actually lurked around GWA for a really long time though. Years, I would say. So, I think this might go on for a bit. I'm sorry, you're stuck with me. Do you know anyone on GWA who has a vocal doppelganger? Is this in terms of two people on GWA that sound alike, or a person from GWA that sounds or speaks like someone in my real life? Either way though, I guess the answer is no, because everyone sort of has that unique vocal to them. And I'm very particular about vocals. I like listening really closely to it. But yeah, I guess the answer is no. Who on GWA do you think would make a really good couple? I think they're probably already a couple, but Miss Anne Suits would be a really good couple. Describe what you think your listeners think you may look like. I've been told a couple of times that, you know, think about librarians and they think about me. Or that I even look like one. I don't know, do I look like one? Some of you know how I look like. The next question is, if a hypothetical GWA convention were to take place, what do you think it would be like and who would host it? A great host would be Listening Always, because she is amazing and she's approachable and she's so nice to everyone. And I think people would come to this convention just to see her even, because she's really nice. And I think the kind of discussions or forums that could go on during this convention would be the normal discussions that we have on GW Backstage. Like recently the one on faking orgasms or ghosting, I think I read that not too long ago. But yeah, it would be really interesting too, because, you know, hotels would be occupied because it's one way to meet all the other GWA people that you've masturbated to or got off to. Or, you know, I think it's a great time to just fuck your brains out. And I'm not sure if the hotel that I'm staying, if I would prefer for them to have padded walls or just like paper thin walls. Because we're all perverted, you know, audio listeners. And with paper thin walls. Okay. Anyway, moving on to the next question. Someone tattooed a dick on your face while you were very much asleep. What now? Right, I have to ask this question. Is it a caged cock? What other apps do you have open right now? I have two separate windows. One window is for work and the other is on incognito mode, because you know I am very bad sometimes, and there's almost 20 over tabs that are open in total, which is bad, but that's how I function. I multitask, I guess. There is a tab with my inbox, there's another tab with a new Google Docs file that I've just named it as script. Because I'm attempting to write my first script. And I like the idea of it. I'm just not sure if I can actually translate it down to words. Hopefully, we'll see how it goes. Pretty excited about it. Do age differences like 10 to 20 plus years in who you listen to get off to on GWA matter to you? No. I am absolutely fine with age because I'm attracted to someone's voice or, you know, someone's personality. I like hearing different kinds of voices, and I don't really mind if I found out about the age. So, no, it doesn't matter to me. How do you handle passive aggression from someone else? I stop contacting them. I cut off contact with them completely because I find that if I go on Twitter or Facebook or any other social media means to talk about it, that's just not gonna work. So usually if it is passive aggression from someone that I completely cannot tolerate with, then I would distract myself with really good and loud angry music sometimes. Just good music. Helps to take my mind off, you know, the heat of the moment. The next question is, what are you doing or what do you want to do for your birthday this year? My birthday is in May, and it's I think a couple of my friends are thinking about booking this place for a staycation of sorts. I'm lucky because it falls on a weekend, and yeah, we're just gonna rent this place, get totally wasted and drunk and laugh and watch Magic Mike or something, I don't know, and have a really good time. And I'm actually looking forward to that because usually birthdays come with really good food. Name one of your favorite GW audios of the moment or of all time. Well, the one that is most memorable to me, I guess you can think that could be my favorite, potentially, would be Miss Glitchy's Asian massage audio. And I liked it because I learned a lot from it too. Yeah. There you go. I've answered 10, more than 10 questions. I hope you had fun and didn't get too irked by the fire alarm sounds. You have a great loop your day.